The Vatican is hosting a massive conference in a few weeks called Unite to Prevent and Unite to Cure, Exploring the Mind, Body, and Soul. And I'm going to go ahead and spoil the ending for you. No hymns will be sung. There'll be no altar call. And I'll be very surprised if a single prayer is uttered. Speakers at the conference include Francis Collins, head of the National Institutes of Health, Tony Fauci, Chelsea Clinton, Deepak Chopra, Cindy Crawford, and Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry, among many, many others. You may be wondering why the Vatican, of all things, is hosting such a conference. I think I know why, and if you consider yourself a Christian, it should concern every one of you, Catholic or not. I plan on watching this conference as much as possible because it represents the tip of the spear in the division our world is undergoing right now. If you don't know this already, much of the civilized world is in full-out rebellion against the natural order of creation. Creation, as God authored it, is full of order, distinction, and hierarchy. Many people, conservative Christians among them, have rejected this. Without even realizing it, they are lining up on a side that is in complete opposition to the way God apparently intended things to work. They have demonized inequality, which is a central, necessary component of an ordered hierarchical design. Instead, they worship equality, the end result of a godless universe with no steering wheel. They seek to erase all distinctions, whether it be gender, race, age, or religion. This rebellion, which is really starting to take shape now, is a big one, possibly the last one. The photo the Vatican staff chose for this event couldn't be more symbolic of their rejection. You may recall Michelangelo's famous painting from the Sistine Chapel of the hand of God reaching out to Adam. What most feel to be symbolic of God first breathing life into mankind, this event portrays two gloved hands reaching out to each other. Not a creator reaching into creation from heaven above, but perhaps a doctor reaching out to a patient in an attempt to give him life. Perhaps it represents two doctors, fearful their vaccine-riddled immune systems no longer will protect them, reaching out to each other for comfort in their miserable last days. This, of course, again, coming from the Vatican. I'm not one to talk much about end times or revelation, but the way in which several things are beginning to coalesce right now definitely has me interested. Attending the Vatican Conference in the coming weeks will be Catholics, Jews, agnostics, atheists, spiritualists, and every other possible flavor of human thought. They'll be talking about all kinds of things: health, medical technology, transhumanism, social justice, and many other things. Despite this conference originating from the Vatican, the heart of the Catholic faith, they will not be talking about Jesus, and they will not be talking about the kingdom of God. No, they are all there to worship something much different: science and medicine, the celebration of the human intellect and its supposed mastery over creation itself. The church was once considered as holding the keys to eternal life, with the selling of indulgences and frequent depictions of eternal torment in a fiery hell. But because many people are leaving the church, and because all humans were made to worship something, whether they like it or not, they've turned their hearts and hands towards a new god, science, and medicine. They worship the needle and believe even if it may not provide them with eternal life, it may at least come close. Many of them don't even realize their religious faith is shifting before them, but it's obvious that's what's happening. Religion has, for millennia, been defined as a system of beliefs, practices, and morals that ties humans to a supernatural being or beings. That definition has held up for quite a while, but it's obviously falling short. Religion doesn't only apply to supernatural beings anymore, but anything which may provide a sense of extending beyond the natural human experience. This is what science and medicine are. They are that supernatural being, but in human form. Ever since before the fall, mankind has wanted to be like God, and now, it would appear, we are finally getting our chance. We don't worship an external creator in hopes of eternal life. We worship ourselves, our own creation, science, and medicine, in hopes we may one day live forever. Regardless, as I mentioned earlier, inequality, the naturally occurring hierarchy that's present throughout creation, is their embodiment of evil. That is something I can guarantee will be discussed frequently throughout the Vatican Conference. The number one goal of the conference is stated as, quote, enriching the human experience by bringing together people of diverse backgrounds and religions and advocating for the vulnerable, end quote. Yes, although there will be many discussions on what it means to be human and how, quote, new technology, data, and artificial intelligence can improve and extend healthcare, the number one topic on people's minds, something which will permeate through every talk and Q&A, will no doubt be ridding the world of enemy number one, inequality. Unfortunately for the human race, mankind has rarely figured out a way to increase anything without incurring a cost, often hidden somewhere else. Antibiotics have no doubt saved many lives, but at what cost? What superbug are we creating which will one day ravage our planet? Capitalism has created enormous wealth for millions and millions of people, raised more people out of poverty than anything ever has. But at what cost? We've robbed many of meaning and purpose, their lives empty shells of the profound experience most people have enjoyed throughout human history. Humans are very poor at building things up. We're very good at tearing things down, and because of that, if inequality is the evil which plagues us all, we shouldn't be surprised when we find it is much easier to reduce it by lowering the common denominator rather than raising it. This is why socialism and communism never create wealth, only destroy it. This is why vaccines and other forms of socialized medicine inevitably create a lower standard of health for those who take them. This is why corporations that hire based on race or gender rather than merit or ability do more poorly than competitors who don't. Anywhere inequality is targeted, you will find every possible standard, health, wealth, or happiness go down. It's the inevitable result. You see it time after time, everywhere you look. The main reason those who work to end inequality hate history, statues, or plaques. To suggest that our past failures are likely to happen again isn't something any science and medicine worshiping equalitarian wants to hear. To them, progress is inevitable, inescapable. Why would history be any guide to anything meaningful? A natural question to ask for those who subscribe to evolution over creation. But these people who worship science and medicine over all else are beginning to coalesce. The people of Agenda 2030 have similar goals. The World Bank Group, even featured speaker Francis Collins, the highest-ranking health official in the United States, has an organization called BioLogos that tries to reconcile science and the Christian faith. As part of his conference description, we are told, since the start of the coronavirus outbreak, Dr. Collins has urged faith communities to trust the science to fight the disease. He shares how faith has informed his response to the pandemic and his work to reconcile science and religion. I can almost guarantee you, at no time during this pandemic or possibly his career, has Dr. Collins urged the scientific community to trust in God to do anything. It is not a two-way street with these people. They preach to Christians to trust in science, but never the other way around. They are doing this because the worship of science and medicine are winning. They're becoming the most prevalent form of religion on the planet. And anyone who once had some sort of influence is trying to find a seat at this new table. The Mormons, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, gave who knows how much money to this event to guarantee a spot or two amongst the speakers. Not because they want to share the gospel, mind you, but because they want a seat at the new banquet table. All of these speakers, corporations, or denominations taking part in the Vatican-sponsored Science and Medicine Worship Conference, atheist or otherwise, will all be focusing on ending inequality in all things. This conversation has been the topic on nearly every politician and pastor's mind long before this conference was first envisioned, and will continue to reverberate for long after. If you are someone who, like me, recognizes and rejects this rebellion against God's natural order, particularly if you are white and male, you will be their sworn enemy. It's why people like Ekumene Yuan can freely say, "Whiteness is wicked," to a group of conservative Christians without any fear of reprisal?
Because we have to understand something. Whiteness is wicked. It is wicked. It always means it's rooted in violence. It's rooted in theft. It's rooted in plunder. It's rooted in power and privilege.
Whiteness, if it grovels and apologizes for any privilege or unacknowledged sin, is bearable. But whiteness, which doesn't? You might as well be Satan to most of these people, many of whom call themselves Christians. There are two things I'm most concerned with right now. The first of these is how disparate groups of atheists, Christians, Catholics, Jews, and spiritualists are coalescing around a common enemy, anyone who rejects inequality as morally wrong or unnatural. I reject the notion that all men and women are the same and can do each other's work equally well. I reject the notion that gender is not something determined at birth. I reject the notion that all races are exactly the same and have no distinctions among them. I reject the notion that nature and creation are unfinished and are more perfectible than they were thousands of years ago. I reject everything these people stand for, particularly if it involves insisting that inequality is something wrong or unnatural. I will reject their vaccination passports and will continue to live my life as freely as I can. Their fear peddling has no effect on me. Because of that, people like me are their enemy. We are their Satan. We are their danger. The other thing I'm concerned about is acceleration. There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. It was once said by Vladimir Lenin. After decades of whispering and dreaming, weeks are about to happen. These groups will soon discover there is very little stopping them from implementing the agendas and sustainable development goals and vaccination passports and everything else they've ever wanted to do. They will capitalize on a spineless United States government and begin demanding things that you and I would never dream possible. And it's likely to happen very quickly. Months instead of years. Weeks instead of months. Days instead of weeks. This is why I'm so eager to connect with you now, while time is still a bit on our side. I hope you see why I'm so emphatic about the need to form new communities of Christians who reject the things these people stand for. We cannot move forward honoring God without a wholesale rejection of those things which they worship. This will mean hardship. This will mean moving. This will mean leaving many things which you hold dear behind. But if we don't begin forming tribes soon, it may be too late for us to react efficiently or intelligently once things get going. So please share this post with everyone you know who may be sympathetic to this type of thing. There are so many Christians who are already gone. They may still pray to God and read their Bible, but they worship something entirely different than you or I. And that is my incredible opinion.